Welcome to the Hot Lava Podcast. Kevin Acey, Padres beat writer. Jay Posner, sports editor of the Union Tribune. My boss. Jay, big doings this week. Later in the week, the Dodgers. Four games, Dodger Stadium. Starting tonight, two games. Tonight, tomorrow afternoon, a little, I think Jeff Sanders in his preview slideshow said pit stop. It's a pit stop in Arizona. But in that pit stop, it is looking like we'll see Manny Machado in some capacity. Maybe a pinch hit opportunity, presents itself. If he's made incredible progress, then perhaps he could DH, but running the bases, that's not something that seems likely. But regardless, this is where they're at. And the reason I start with Manny, Jay, is that offense, it kind of it looked like it was going to be okay. And then against the Phillies, in particular against the bullpen, it really needs Manny Machado.
It did, although Sunday's loss goes into the bad loss category. I mean, they scored five runs in that game. I mean, they got a huge hit from C.J. Abrams. I mean, that's the kind of game, and nothing You're against right. C.J. Abrams, but right now he just doesn't look like the C.J. Abrams that we know we're going to see in a couple of years, expect to see in a couple of years. He came up with a huge hit in that game. They scored five runs. They had Yu Darvish on the mound. You got to win that game. I thought Darvish kind of was a little bit of a letdown. If you can pick between going 6 and 7, you'd really like to see him go 7. Facing a lineup without, I mean, let's face it, Bryce Harper might be the best player in the National League. He's certainly in the discussion for it. They were missing him. And Nabil Chrismat, who's been fantastic, got lit up. I mean, there's nothing else you can say about it. And, you know, he was, I guess, you know, you wouldn't expect him to have a 1.2 something ERA all year long. And sooner or later, he was going to have a game like that. And unfortunately for the Padres, it happened, you know, real quick. I mean, it was like three batters and the game was over. I mean, it felt like the game was over. Whenever the Padres were behind in these games on Saturday and Sunday, I think they were only down like two runs in both games, but it just felt like so much more, like they had done what they could do. And the Philly bullpen isn't that good.
No.
The Padres went 1 for 30 last weekend against the Phillies bullpen. Eric Hosmer got a hit on Sunday. After they were like, I think I had tweeted they were like 0 for 23 and Hosmer got a hit right away. It was just a sort of a bad, I guess, a bad performance, a weird game, the kind of game that they should that they should win. But you got to move on from that. And the offense before that in the Philly series was not good.
No, there are four games in that series. And the only one they won 1-0.
Yeah. And the Phillies left all kinds of runners on base in that game. There was great pitching by including Chrismat and Garcia, who both, you know, gave up runs on Sunday. They were great on Friday, and Taylor Rogers survived a little bit of a shaky ninth and got Kyle Schwarber out to win the game, the guy who won the game on Sunday for the Phillies. But yeah, the offense certainly needs Manny, or if they're not going to have Manny, they need guys like Luke Voit and some other guys to be better. And Voit has been pretty good lately, but he was not good. He was not good over the weekend. And a couple other guys slumping, and Trent Grisham being out, you know, didn't help. I mean, I think we saw a little bit of why Jose Azokar plays mainly against lefties. That's where he belongs. It's like Nomar Mazara plays mainly against righties. I mean, there's a reason why that happens. And you move on. It's a pit stop, but it's big. I mean, you got two games here, and you can't just. I can sit here yesterday afternoon and map out pitching matchups against the Dodgers, which I did, and very excited in particular about Sunday, Yu Darvish and Clayton Kershaw is how it looks right now. The Padres will have Musgrove opening that series on Thursday, but we'll have much more time to talk about that on Thursday. In the meantime, Sean Manaea has pitched very well twice against the Diamondbacks this year. Zach Gallen, his opponent tonight, pitched very well last week. That was the game where, you know, Manaea gave up a single that somehow turned into two earned runs against him. And Gallen gave up a fly ball to left field that, you know, turned into a double. So it was that weird game. And I think Gallen struck out 11 in just six innings. So he obviously threw well. And then tomorrow is sort of the Clevenger Nick Martinez combination, I would think, depending on how far Clevenger could go. It worked out very well the last time against Madison Bumgarner, who still has not had a whole lot of success against the Padres since shifting to Arizona. So there's the brief setup that I can come up with.
Yeah, it's difficult to get excited very much about the Diamondbacks, especially when a Dodgers series follows. But I'm committed to focusing just here on the next couple of days and the state of the team right now. And as well as I didn't look up the numbers, but I've been to the games, as well as the Padres have done. And there's no division opponent they beat up more at home than the Diamondbacks. They right. have had like nightmare games and nightmare series. Obviously, they took 3 of 4 to start this season, but at Chase Field, they got no hit here last August. They got swept in 2020.
Even the game they lost this year to start the season it looked like a continuation of what we've seen in the past. You know, blowing the first game because their closer couldn't get here in time, it wasn't that he couldn't get here, but he had pitched a bullpen the day before because he didn't know he was going to get traded. Yeah. That kind of stuff. But yeah, they did play well after that and pitched really well in that series and then did really well last week against Arizona with a couple of, you know, low scoring wins and then a big blowout win in the finale on Wednesday. But yeah, I mean, they have some dangerous players. It's not like you can just walk in there and expect to win a couple games while barely playing. So the Padres need to show up, and if Machado's not going to be in the lineup, then they need some guys to hit the ball.
And I'm not going to – let's start there with Machado. I'm not going to rule anything out on this guy. I want to make it very clear that this is day 9, and anybody besides Machado would have been on the injured list, but Manny Machado did not want to go on the injured list. And if he can play in day 9, they said from the start, look, if this guy can play in day 9, if he can give us a pinch hit appearance, if he right. can DH – we're going to keep him off the injured list, and I think that we knew why, and we've seen why. This team gets down. It feels like – I know they've had them I don't know what it is now, but they're one of the top three in comeback wins. Well, that includes when they go down 1-0 in the first inning.
Right, right.
When they go down late, they don't – and when they give up leads, they are no better than your average team when they give up a lead or when they're trailing, say, after the fifth. And to me, that's troubling. And one of the trends that I'm seeing here is a little like last year. They can't get people going at the same time. Other than you had Jurickson Profar and Jake Cronenworth, and it's why June started out so successful to a large part. Oh, and also Trent Grisham down at the bottom of the lineup. So you finally had a little length with Luke Voit hitting a little bit. And Manny was in there. That's really the only portion of this season for a couple weeks there where you had 3-4 guys going at the same time. Cronenworth, Voit have been – you know, not good this week, and Manny's right. out. And oh my gosh, the catchers! Your catchers are doing so good. You're putting both of them in there every game. Of course, you have no choice, but nonetheless, Austin Nola is hitting. Austin Nola is getting on base for about a month now. Jorge Alfaro, you're getting far more than you ever thought you were going to get out of him for the past month in particular. But much like last year, it's very streaky, and that's a problem that. Good teams put together more good streaks than what the Padres have done for the last season and a half.
Right. And it would have been interesting on Sunday. I had this thought, and I don't know if it's something I know you weren't there, and it'd be interesting if Bob Melvin would say whether this would have happened. But in the eighth inning, they were down 7-5, and Hosmer got that hit that I mentioned off of Jose Alvarado, who throws like 102, but you never know where the ball is going, and Nola grounded out, and then Voit came up and I believe Voit pinch hit in that situation. Yes. And he struck out, and then Kim was up, and I wondered if Kim had gotten on base in that situation, Abrams was due up next, would we have seen Manny in that spot? And it would have, and I was really hoping that Kim would do something and get on base, and he actually hit the ball hard, but it was right at center fielder. But it was just like killing me to find out if that's where if Manny would have actually been available for that spot, because it would have been the perfect spot. There were two outs. Nowhere to put him. They could have put Alcantara in for him, even to pinch run, because he was going to have to come in the game anyway. And it could have been a great moment And unfortunately, it didn't happen. But I wonder if we'll get a moment like that tonight. As you said, I mean, if Manny could come in and could serve as the DH, that would be a real bonus. I wouldn't count on it, but I wouldn't rule it out either. But, you know, there's no question they need him back. And if you said he can be back on day 9 or day 10, then I guess it's worth it. I mean, I don't know. I don't know that his taking up a roster spot in this situation has been a huge negative for the Padres. I mean, I think it hurt a little bit the last couple of days because Grisham was also not capable of hitting, at least it looked like. So, but let's face it, there's not a lot of bench activity.
There we go.
Anyway, so, you know, if you're going to send up a AAA guy in that spot, I'm not sure it makes a big difference.
It coincided.
Now, if he's going to be out another week, then that's a different story.
It coincided perfectly with pitchers, with rosters having to have been changed where you could only have 13 pitchers. His injury happened on Sunday. What was that, the 19th? On the 20th, teams had to be down to 13 pitchers. So the Padres swapped out Reese Kinnear, brought C.J. Abrams up, and they had a three-man bench because Manny had a four-man bench technically, but Manny Machado's not available. So they've been playing with a three-man bench for a month before that because they've been carrying 14 pitchers like most teams, but especially them since they have seven starters on there. So it really – I was thinking about that this morning, like, can you argue? Okay, sure. In theory, you could say there were a couple times where having another bench player could matter. But you nailed it, Jay. Who was going to be better than what they had? Who was going to be better than sending up the guy that was already in the game? If he were going to be better, he'd be here. Okay. Because Sergio Alcantara is here because there's nobody else. All right. Defender, but they need bats. Exactly. And if they had one, that guy would be here.
Right. And I just think in that, how often when they had the three-man bench, how often did all three guys play? It's not terribly often unless they went into extra innings, which did.
And certainly Bob Melvin would take advantage of that if he had it. But I think he would also be one of the first to at least indicate to you, he might not say it, but what am I going to do here? If he had it, he would use it. But right now, that's just the way it is. And that's why, I mean, look, still contend that Manny's coming back. Fernando Tatis Jr., we'll see what sort of progress he's going to make this week. But after the All-Star break, still a target, as long as he starts to do a little bit more this week. But the Padres are searching for a bat. And, you know, by the way, Will Myers, today's, I think, will be a big day in terms of what is Will's next step. He's been running. Is he going to swing here for a little with the team for a little bit, do a rehab, come back before the All-Star break? They've got people coming back. They need a bat, and they're looking for one.
Right. So. And we're 3 weeks from the break, 19 games left before the All-Star break. There's, I guess, one day off there next.
The sixth, next right?
Yeah, the sixth as I look at it. So 19 games and all of them against West teams. Two of them are against Seattle. The other 17 are against all four teams in the National League West. So it's a good, you know, there's not any hard travel. You know, they had an easy flight to Phoenix and it's an easy flight to L.A. and a bus ride home. And then they have to go to Denver in a couple of weeks. But that's really all there is. So it's a kind of a stretch. It's sort of a stretch run, the first stretch run, sort of a mini stretch run here to get to the break and where you're not going to have Tatis and you're not going to have Machado at 100%. Because even if he's able to DH, you're still not going to have him in the field, you know, for a while. But, you know, look, all these teams and everybody goes through this sort of thing. And the Padres are still 45-30 and atop the wild card standings. So but you don't want to let things get away from you, I guess.
I saw this quote from Dave Roberts the other day. And I'm wondering, Jay, what you thought. And it was the Dodgers have had some surprising results against some teams.
Last night they got shut out at Coors Field.
and Dave Roberts was talking about the West top to bottom. And I would imagine that, you know, any manager in the AL East might say the same thing. Any manager in the NL East might say the same thing. And these are the kind of things you kind of roll your eyes at a lot because they get a lot of play. And it's like, is it really true? Okay, just because some guy said it. Oh, he was talking about top to bottom, the West being the toughest. And I would say from the Padres' perspective, given that the Rockies beat the crap out of them, that is true. I think the West is a bear. Take a look at the bottom team's record, and you don't get a day off. Take a look at the bottom team in the Central, both Centrals. Take a look at the bottom team in the East. Although the Orioles are coming on in the AL East.
Yeah, I would say the AL East is better right now.
Yes, AL East is, come on. Top four. But the fact that you don't get a day off, plus when you go to Coors Field, it is a wild card. This is a really tough division. This is a big stretch. I don't want to make too much out of that Dodger series coming up, but I think we can make a lot out of what you just said, the next 19 games.
Yeah, and I think, you throw in Seattle, which has not been has sort of underachieved lately. Although it's interesting, I'm looking, Seattle's 34-41, but their run differential is only -8. So they've obviously been in a lot of in a lot of close games. I'm looking forward to this stretch to see how the Padres hold up and can the pitching continue to carry them and a couple shaky-ish starts, I guess, if you want to put it. I mean, Blake Snell is still Blake Snell, and I don't know when, if ever, we're going to see the Blake Snell that we saw at the end of last year before the injury. But the Blake Snell of August, I guess you would say, he looked good the other night, and then he didn't. I thought Gore pitched pretty well, although as you noted, his velocity is still down just a little bit. He got in a little bit of trouble, but he was able to pitch his way out of it. He got Harper out a couple times in big situations. Clevinger's still working his way back. The other guys are solid. I mean, obviously we talked, Musgrove had a bad outing, but he wasn't going to have 32 great starts.
He's just keeping himself affordable. That's all.
That must be a little negotiating tactic there.
In the last nearly 3 weeks, Jay, I think we're talking about 17 games now. The Padres, who I think still lead the major leagues in quality starts. It's either by one or two, and it used to be by six before this mm-hmm. three-week stretch. The Padres in this 17 games have six quality starts, and three of those are by Darvish, then one each by Musgrove, Manaea, and Snell. Yes, Blake Snell. Their ERA is like fourth or fifth worst among starting pitching in the majors in that time. And so it hasn't been great. And given the offense, what we spent the first 15 minutes of this thing talking about is, that's what they've hung their hat on. When Manny went out, it was like everyone's got to step up and all the cliches there. Okay, that's true. But the number one thing most guys talked about and people in the organization, we still got our starting pitching.
Right. So. Yeah, no, it's true. And then, like I said, Musgrove did have a bad start in that time frame. I thought Manaea had a great start. I mean, I've made it clear those runs that he gave up last week should not have been earned. Certainly, we don't know how the rest of the inning would have gone, but gave up a couple hits there. Darvish was good, but not at his absolute best on Sunday. The Clevinger-Martinez double team was a good, worked out well. So, but it's a test. It's a test this week. I mean, pitching in Phoenix is not easy. And, that lineup has a few dangerous guys. And then you've got four games in LA, and we know what the Dodgers do to most teams. I mean, they weren't able to grind down Cool last night for Colorado, but most of the time they grind pitchers and they make you use your bullpen. And the Padres will go in there with Musgrove, Gore, Snell, and Darvish as their four guys, and it'll be a test. They won't see Urias. He'll be the one Dodger pitcher that they miss because he pitches tomorrow. But they're going to have to see Kershaw. They're going to have to see Gonsolin, and those guys have been pitching well this year.
Yeah, so we don't want to get. I promised myself we were going to get. Yeah, a lot of times we do that, especially when the Dodgers are coming up. But no, it's big, and it's like we said, this is a pit stop, and I think. I've never made it a secret how I feel about the Diamondbacks, their uniforms, their ballpark, their dirty old ballpark with the roof. And thank goodness for the roof.
Yeah. I'll be knocking that roof when it's 105 outside.
So they always give the outside temperature and then the inside, 77 degrees inside. Thank you very much. The bad thing is when it's under 100, sometimes they open the roof because it's still the field still stays cool, right? Right. And it's nice and the players like it. And it is a much better ballpark with the roof open, like all of them are. But the press box gets hot because it's up. And I don't know if you knew this, Jay. If you didn't, then you're welcome. But the heat rises. That's really? Science.
They say you learn something every day. And I know I can usually count on that. If I can't find it anywhere else, I can find something from you.
That's
that
right.
I can learn. So thank you.
That's right. Yeah. So look, the Padres have made a living this year. They on feasting on bullpens. So okay, whatever. Manny was out. You know, Cronenworth's going through a little thing, and they weren't. But that was remarkable on Saturday. 13 straight to end the game, and what was it? 16 of 17 to end yesterday's game. Against a bullpen that wasn't they're in the top 10 now, but they weren't in the top 10 when they came to San Diego.
Yeah, well, getting 29 out of 30 guys out helps.
No, I'm wrong. Wait a minute. It was the other way around. They were in the bottom 10. Now they're no longer in the bottom 10 of bullpens in ERA and average and that sort of thing. But yes, but that's even worse. But hey, it happens. Yeah. But what do we say? What do we say before we wrap up about? No, it's all Dodgers. The guys I want to talk about, Blake Snell. We got a lot to talk about on Thursday. Look, Jay, I think 23 minutes is fine on the Diamondbacks. What do you say?
I think that's good, and I think you can get yourself some lunch and then prepare for that long walk over to the ballpark, where hopefully you won't melt in that one block or whatever it is you have to walk. And we will talk to you on Thursday from Los Angeles.
Thanks, everybody.